This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's one of those very expensive types of mushrooms because it has a high level of protein. Substitute, as a matter of fact, for meat. For those who would like to avoid meat, they eat actually truffle as a substitute for that. And also, it's very good because it has so many, I would say, medicinal benefits as well. One of them being anti-inflammatory. So when you eat it, it's benefit from that. That's why the Prophet ﷺ recommends, and he says, قال, وَمَاءُهُ شِفَاءٌ لِلْعَيْنِ. And the water, basically when you squeeze it or the juice of it, شِفَاءٌ لِلْعَيْنِ, it heals the disease of the eyes. Probably he's talking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the cataract. Because many of the shurrah, many of the ulama who wrote on this hadith or commented on the hadith, like Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, Sahih Muslim, Imam ibn Hajar, Sahih al-Bukhari, they all actually mentioned that we know people who used the water of the truffle and they lost their sight and they were healed afterwards. So most likely it's something similar to that. Now, first of all, what is al-man anyway? Al-man, which was mentioned in the Quran, manu wa salwa, is a little bit different from that. So when the Prophet says al-kam'atu min al-man, meaning this truffle is just like al-man. So let's describe what al-man is and then we can recognize that. So when the Prophet ﷺ says al-man or the manna, as mentioned in the Old Testament, actually was mentioned in the book of Exodus and Numbers, and was described vividly over there, which was exactly similar as was described by the ulama as well. They say it's more like a fluid substance that grows on the trunks of the tree, or they say it grows as like the snowflakes on the grass, like with the morning dew. It's very, very sweet, flaky. So they used to gather it every single day, according to the Bible. Actually, they used to gather it every single day. And they use it with their food. So sometimes they make cake out of it. Sometimes they mix it with water. They make it a drink. They benefit from it because it's very sweet. And one of the conditions that was mentioned in the Bible is that they used to use it every single day. And they don't store it for the next day. If they do, it will go bad and will smell bad. So they have to eat fresh every single day. Can you imagine? You don't have to even to make any effort to collect it. Why? Because it's all over the place. So they just go out and collect that in the morning, and they have their breakfast, and they have their food, sweet food. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So when the Prophet says al-kam'atu min al-man, that this truffle is part of the manna, did it mean it's actually also they have the same sweet taste? The answer is no. So ulama, they say it means that people have no effort in growing it. It grows by itself. Like, look, this is something, it grows by itself. Also, it's from the blessing that Allah bestows upon you without any effort on your part. So the man becomes more like al-minna, which means the favor that Allah subhanahu bestows upon his creation. So when the Prophet says al-kam'atu min al-man, like he provides you this without even any effort from you. You know, when the rain goes down in spring, you go start digging in the ground, you'll get a lot of it. Without any effort on your part. You don't have to plant anything, you don't have to make anything, it grows by itself. So you're going to collect that. So he says that this is from Allah, blessing from Allah, it comes to you without any problem, without any effort that you put into growing it. He says, قَالْ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلْعَيْنِ. There's healing for the eyes from the water of that plant. Now, the ulama, they start talking about, what does that exactly mean? Does it mean by itself? Or if you mix it with other medicines, do you have to boil it? Is it just go straight, you know, from the plant into the eye? They have different interpretations. Some ulama, they say, yeah, it does, and some others say it doesn't. So overall, the Prophet ﷺ, he introduced to us many, many other items or other things into medicine. So the Prophet ﷺ said about honey. Honey said his shifa in the story of Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. A man one day came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ بَطْنَ أَخِي اشْتَكَتْ. My brother's stomach is bothering him. Like, it's so bad. So the Prophet ﷺ said, قَالَ أَطْعِمُهُ عَسَلْ. Feed him some honey. So the man, he went, he fed him some honey, and then sometime later came to the Prophet ﷺ, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ بَطْنَ أَخِي اشْتَكَتْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَطْعِمُهُ عَسَلْ. He goes, I did. He goes, أَطْعِمُهُ عَسَلْ. Give him more. He goes to give him honey. Third time, he comes back again. قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ still. It's still hurting. The Prophet said, كَذَبَتْ بَطْنُ أَخِيكَ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the truth, and the stomach of your brother is lying. Give him honey. So he gave him honey for the third time, and that's why when he was cured. The Prophet was referring to the ayah in Surah An-Nahl, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about honey. He says, قال about the dahi, قال يخرج من بطونها شراب فيه شفاء للناس مختلف ألوانه شراب يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس. That Allah speaks about the bees, that it secretes and produces sharab, drink, that you benefit from. مختلف ألوانه, different colors. فيه شفاء للناس, Allah put some healing properties for the people therein. That's what the Prophet ﷺ was referring to. So he mentioned that. So the Prophet also said about al-habbatu sawda, the black seed. He says that it cures you from any poison and has healing against any disease except for assam, which means basically death. So what do we do with these ahadith? So the ulama, they have different opinion in that regard. The majority of the ulama of al-sunnah wal-jama'ah, they said, look, everything the Prophet ﷺ says, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak out of his, you know, vain desire. He speaks wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revelation from Allah azza wa jal. So if the Prophet says, this is healing, and this is healing, and this is so and so, then we believe that. You might say, but wait a minute. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ suggest certain things to some sahaba and some people, and he gave his opinion in the matter? Such as when he came to Medina, from Mecca to Medina, he saw the people climbing the palm trees all the way up there and tried to pollinate the trees, male and females. So the Prophet ﷺ looked up, they said, what are they doing? So قال يا رسول الله, they're pollinating the trees. I mean, look, the Prophet was coming from a trade center. He didn't come from an agrarian society. So he had no idea what's going on up there. For him, he's looking at that just like, أظن لو تركوه أثمر. I think if they leave it, it'll be okay for them. I mean, can you tell the people of Medina who had thousands of trees that they had to climb one at a time to do it throughout the season? You tell them, hey, if you leave it, it's going to be okay. What are they going to do? They're going to leave it, of course. Because for them, that's, oh my God, save us time and save us energy. So those who heard the news at that time, they stopped doing it. So when the harvest season came, their dates came out sheaths, which means it was dry. Was not actually fresh. So they brought it to the Prophet ﷺ, قال يا رسول الله, إن تمرنا شيس. Our date didn't come out good. The Prophet ﷺ said, قال أنتم أعلم بأمور دنياكم. You know better about the matters of your dunya. Like he's saying, in these matters, I don't know better than you. You know better. Some people, they say, what about these, you know, suggestions of medicine? Does it fall in the same category? The answer is no. Why? Because if the Prophet ﷺ gave any recommendation, and that recommendation from his ijtihad, his own personal opinion, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was not accurate, what would happen? Allah will send revelation to correct that. And so there was no correction, that means actually it's valid. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is validating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's suggestion. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says something, that we believe it. Now, in our time, do we have any researches on the subject? I mean, I read a few papers here and there from Muslim researchers who spoke about the truffles and the medicinal property that comes into it and so on. Nothing really thorough yet to say that, hey, this is on a massive scale. Nothing like this. But I'm sure if, inshallah, we have some Muslims who are interested in that, grab the book of At-Tibb al-Nabawi, the prophetic medicine, and see everything the Prophet ﷺ suggested. And study it. And let's see. Hopefully we can bankrupt these pharmaceutical companies over here, Jama'ah, who's stealing our money for no reason. But if we can put some effort in it, inshallah, hopefully we can find a good result from that, bin Allah Azza wa Jalla. If anyone wants to read more about the subject from the Prophet, from the collection of Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many ulama, they put that in their books, particularly Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah. He had the most extensive, actually, research on the subject in his book, Zadul Ma'ad, the provision of the traveler, rahimahullah ta'ala, which was taken out as one book called At-Tibb al-Nabawi, the prophetic medicine. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Okay, now go to Kroger's and look for some truffles, inshallah ta'ala. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. maybe Whole Foods.